This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In the United States, fast food workers in more than 100 cities continued their fight for decent wages with strikes and demonstrations. They are asking for an increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour. The current federally stipulated minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. The American employees were supported by workers attending demonstrations in 30 countries around the world. The worldwide rallies were organized by the International Union of Food Workers, the IUF. I talked to Massimo Frattini about the rallies. Mr. Frattini is the IUF policy officer responsible for matters related to restaurant workers. I asked him, in what countries were the demonstrations held?
We are counting so far 33 countries. Starting from Asia-Pacific, which means New Zealand, and then Hong Kong, the Philippines, Thailand, Korea, India, Pakistan, and then Morocco and Malawi for Africa, and Germany, France, Belgium, UK, Ireland, and then in Latin America, Panama, El Salvador, Brazil, and Argentina.
Why are the workers in these other countries supporting the workers in the United States?
Global solidarity. The IUF is the International Trade Union Federation, and our members are representing also fast food workers. So we've asked our members to support this fight because we do believe the global solidarity plays a big role during these actions, and also because all the members and all the workers are also asking the global corporation to enhance the working condition, to raise wages, to stop harassing the workers. So in a way, expressing solidarity towards the U.S. strikers. Another way, I also asking in their own country for better working condition. So it's a global movement towards raising the working condition, not only supporting the U.S. strikes. Supporting their rights, but also they've got their own demands.
What are some of the demands of the workers who have been participating in the worldwide rallies?
In many countries, the demands are to raise the wages, because sometimes wages are not set through a collective agreement, but set by law. So the law sets a minimum wage, which is not enough to live on. One of the common demands is to stop harassing the workers, is to let the workers to join a union, to form a union without retaliation from the management, to have stable jobs, permanent jobs, full-time jobs. These are common demands.